The fire chief of Paris has declared that the main structure of Notre Dame Cathedral has been saved despite the massive fire engulfing the iconic church. Thousands of distraught Parisians and stunned tourists have been watching in disbelief overnight as firefighters battle the blaze which has destroyed the cathedral's roof and spire. While the stone structure appears to have saved from collapse, the damage to the cathedral is nevertheless immense. Michel Picot is the president of Friends of Notre Dame de Paris, a foundation that has been raising money to renovate and protect the cathedral. Michel Picot, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello, thank you. Hello, Michel speaking.
Michel, it must be heartbreaking to watch the images of Notre Dame Cathedral engulfed in flame.
Yes, it is. It is really seeing this fire on the cathedral, I would say, just at the moment where we were starting the program of restoration of the cathedral is really heartbreaking. You are right.
The French president, Emmanuel Macron, has given a speech at the cathedral where he said the worst has been avoided, even though the battle has not yet been completely won. Do you have any sense, Michel, of how significant the destruction of Notre Dame is, what might have been lost in this fire so far?
So far, and I speak evidently most from what I've seen on the cathedral. So the roof of the cathedral and the carpentry of the roof has burned, so the roof has collapsed. The spire of the cathedral also collapsed. So all the wooden elements of the roof of the cathedral have burned. I don't know yet what the status of the vaults below the roof. I hope it will not be too much touched. There was a beginning of fire also in the belfry of the North Tower, but it's been mastered by the fireman. So I hope that we will have damages limited to the roof and the spire. But I don't know yet the complete extent of the fire.
Michel, there have been reports linking this fire to the renovations that are underway. There's some scaffolding there around the church. Your organisation, Friends of Notre Dame, have been advocating for a major renovation of the cathedral, and work's been going on now for a year. How bad was the state of Notre Dame?
The state of Notre Dame was already bad, mainly in the part of the choir of the cathedral, on the back part with the flying buttresses behind the cathedral, all around the cathedral, and also the spire was in a very bad state. So we had started this program of restoration now one year ago, and it was going well. So I think this accident, which in my view is absolutely not linked to the restoration itself, will make our work even more difficult because the extent of the damage will be certainly very large.
And Michel, why do you believe that the fire is not linked to the renovation? What else could it be linked to?
I don't know. I don't know at this stage, but you know, there were no workers, to my knowledge, at this time on the scaffolding. So we had we had taken down the statues of the spire last week, so it was very quiet. So I don't know yet, and we will wait for the results of the inquiry, but there is absolutely no reason to believe that this is linked to the first steps of the restoration.
Michel, the spire, which went up in flames spectacularly very quickly, was made of wood, as I understand it, and it was put up just a few hundred years ago. So it was not as old as the 12th, 13th century part of the building. You had been worried, you and your group, worried about the state of the cathedral, but were you worried about a fire risk? Was this a concern or not?
No, absolutely not. Effectively, this spire was a spire built by Viollet-le-Duc in the 19th century, because there was the last large renovation of the cathedral was in the 19th century, and this was a spire from this time. So we were absolutely not worried about a fire. So we were worried about restoring this spire in its original state. So in my view, there is no link here. What I can tell you is that actually The cathedral was already in a very bad state at the beginning of the 19th century when Viollet-le-Duc started its renovation, and after the, I would say, the alarm bell rang by Victor Hugo, if you remember, with his novel The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. At that time already the spire had collapsed, so there was no spire anymore, and Viollet-le-Duc built a new spire. So I am very hopeful that we'll be able to restore the spire as well as the rest of the roof of the cathedral.
It's 17 minutes to 9. Our guest is Michel Picot. Michel is the president of Friends of Notre Dame de Paris. Well, the president has declared, Michel, that Notre Dame will be rebuilt, and he's announced an international fundraising campaign to do that. But can you give us a sense of the history within this beautiful church? Some, a lot of people listening will never have been to Notre Dame. What are your fears for what is within the building, the paintings, the writings, the windows themselves? What do you have most concern about that might not be able to be replaced and rebuilt?
I hope actually that the rose windows, the three large rose windows on the west facade and on the north and south transept have been preserved. So I hope that this will not have to be rebuilt or renovated. The paintings, to my knowledge, so they are all at ground level. So I hope also that there has not been too much damage at this level, because the fire was in the upper level of the cathedral. What I don't know is the exact I would say status of the choir when the roof went down. So this is what we will have to check in the next days.
All right, Michel, thank you very much for joining us. This is a very fraught time for you and the other friends of Notre Dame de Paris. In fact, all Parisians, I'm sure. So good luck. Let's hope that fire is really under control and the damage, well, is as little as we can hope for. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you very much.
Michel Picot, president of Friends of Notre Dame de Paris, a foundation that's been raising money to protect the building's future. There has been a renovation underway since March last year. Michel believes the renovation is not the cause of this fire so far. That is the only thing that's been put forward as a possible reason. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:45.